السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. شعبان arrive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بارك الله لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah to us in شعبان and allow us to reach Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to value the advertising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the advertising of Akhirah, the advertising of Ramadan, the advertising of Laylatul Qadr, the one better than 1,000 months, which almost 84 years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a real mu'min insha'Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the message, live the message, and be real, insha'Allah. The same topic I was talking to you about it, this can be also another topic. The topic of love. Today, the wife wants her husband to love her. The husband wants his wife to love him. And sometimes people ask, why my wife do not tell me? Why my husband do not tell me? When you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hinted to us. He gave us advice to love Him. Like I tell you before, 81 verse in Quran about love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the amount of ahadith and the amount of bounty. And after all this and the bounty of Allah to us, are we really loving Allah? Is this the action we can say, oh Allah, I love you? Is my action containing the love of Allah? And if I fail to love Allah, do I love myself? Is no way. And if I fail to love myself, can I love someone? Is no way. And if I fail all of the above, can somebody love me literally? Today, when I meet parents and children, husband and wife, I find the majority is a failure. Is a failure of receiving, failure of giving. Why? Greed and selfish of the soul. To the point the soul do not know how to love or how to be loved. But everybody assume. Go back again to the article of love and see, do you really love Allah? How much you're thinking about Allah? How much you remember Allah? How much you try to please Allah? How much you pleasing Allah in your agenda? How much pleasing Allah in your talk? How much you pleasing Allah in your heart? How much you pleasing Allah in your thought, in your thinking? It is 1%. 2%, 5%, 10%, how many? My dear brother and sister in Islam, my father taught me something and I saw it alive. Again and again and again, don't ever forget it. If you fail to love Allah, do you think you love yourself? And if you fail to love Allah and fail to love yourself, you think by any means you can love anyone? Or just an obsession? Deception. And this is what happening to the majority of us. Because if I love Allah, I will love myself. And if I love myself, I love Allah. And if I love Allah and I love myself, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I make really the sunnah active in my thought, in my thinking, in my action. And if this is the case, I will do everything to please Allah wa Rasuluh, to elevate the deen of Allah. I put Allah wa Rasuluh above anybody. I put them above anybody in my calendar, in my thought, in my action, in my finance, in my feeling, in my heart. This is called love of Allah wa Rasuluh. If you don't believe me, open the chapter of love of Allah in Ahadith and look to the chapter of the sign of those who Allah loved them. and they love Allah. And say by yourself, who are you and where you are from that? Don't worry about what I said. The real scale is all the ahadith about the love of Allah and the sign of love of Allah. You can find it in Sahih Bukhari, in Muslim, you can find it in Riyad al-Salihin, any major hadith book you will find it. Read the ahadith, reflect upon it, and read some story of the people who love Allah wa Rasuluh, like Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu, and see what he did to achieve that. See Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what he did to achieve that. Because love is not a talk. Love is not a word. Love is action. Love is sacrifice. Love is delivering to whom you love what he loved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a true people who love Allah wa Rasulu above anything. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who love each other for Allah. Nothing except Allah. This is the true love. This is the love will survive and will benefit, will elevate us dunya and akhirah. May Allah make us among those. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.